Hi, welcome back to Daf HaShavua. We are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a. We left off talking about, on the bottom of 16b, three positions in the time of the revival of the dead. One for the tzaddikim, one for the rishayim, the wicked, and the beinoni. We're talking about the in-between people, and what's going to happen with them. With them, tzaftzafim v'olim, they're going to scream in pain, Rashi says, for sha'achas, a moment, and then they're an hour, then they're going to come up. Shenemar, as it says, v'hevesiyas ha'shlishis be'eshu tzraftim kitzrof et ha'kesef, u'bachantim kivchon et ha'zav, that I'll bring that third into the fire, the third being understood as the beinoni, the third group, and I will forge them like one forges silver, and I'll test them like gold, and he will call out in my name and I'll answer him. And about this group, Chana said, Hashem puts to death and brings back to life, brings them out from Sheol. Sheol is usually a reference to Gehenna. Beis Hillel says, though, Rav Chesed. No, the Torah says of Hashem that he is Rav Chesed, so much abundant kindness. They don't have to go to Gehenna. Mata klape chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leans the scales when they're 50-50 in their favor. Ba'aleim Amar David, about them, King David said in Shmuel Aleph, in Tehillim, Kuftes Zion. He says that, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem akoli. I love them when Hashem hears my voice. That what? Aleim Amar David kola parshakul. That whole chapter is said about them, the Beinonim. Dalosi v'li Yoshia. I was poor. I was lacking the requisite amount, but God saved me. It's referring to them. Okay, so then we have two different types of Rashaim. Poshe Yisrael Begufam, those who, the Jews who sin with their body, Uposhe Umas Olam Begufam, and those of the nations of the world who sin with their body. We're going to figure out what that is. Yordam LeGehenim, that group goes to Gehenim, V'nidonim Bo Shnei Masar Chodesh, and they get a 12-month judgment. Acha Shnei Masar Chodesh Gufam Kol V'nishmas Nisrafas. After 12 months, their body is going to be all depleted and burnt out, and their soul is going to be burnt. V'ruach Mefazartan Tachas Kafas Raglei Tzadikim, a wind scatters what's left of them under the feet of the tzaddikim, Shenemar, as it says, Va'asosim Rishayim ki yu efer tachas kapas regleichem, and you're going to step the wicked on the wicked because they're going to be the ashes underneath the feet of the tzaddikim. Aval haminim v'hamesoris v'apikorsim, but the minim are like sort of a version of apikorsim. Mesoris, those who are maser people, inform on other people, and apikorsim, heretics, shekafru b'torah, they deny the Torah, v'shekafru b'tchias meisim, they deny tchias meisim, v'sheper shu medarchei tzibur, and they separate themselves, their porridge from the tzibor. They brought terror into the land for no good reason. And they caused the masses to sin. Like Yeravam and Ben Nevat and his entourage. Yeravam was the first king of the 10 tribes of Bnei Israel. He led a revolt during the time of Rehoboam, the son of Shlomo, and he banned people from going to the Beis HaMikdash. He's considered one of the worst. So Yordim Legehenim V'nidonim Boladori Doros. They're going to go to Gehenna and they're punished there forever, as it says, "V'yatzu v'ro b'figrei Hashem aposhim bi." Right? They will go out and see the. This is from Yeshayahu, that I will go out and see the dead of the people who went against me. Gehenna kalavin and kalam. Gehenna will end at a certain point. They're not going to come. Shenemar v'tzurim levo shol, and their soul will outlive the shol. The kol kach lama. Why are they given such a long and eternal punishment? So mibnei shapashdi abdam bezvul, because they put their hands against the temple, the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar mizvul lo, as we know, the Beis HaMikdash is called zvul. Vein zvul Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar bona beisi beis zvul lecha, build my house, which is the zvul malachim. It says that, right? So abaleim amr chana said to them, Hashem yechatu merivav. Hashem, that those that argue with him, his quarrel with him, should be broken. Amr Rav Yitzchak bar Avin upneim domu l'shulek derem. Their faces are going to be like the bottom of the pot. Those that are Gehenim for that brief time, it's talking about. And we're talking about the people who from Bnei Mechuza, of Mechuza, and they were some of the best looking people of the world. And they're the ones who are going to be called the sons of Gehenim. Amar Mar Beis Hillel says Rav Chesed that Hashem is so filled with kindness. Mate klape Chesed, he'll tilt their scales in their favor. But wait a second. On the other hand, it says Vaksiv Veisim Eshlish Beish. I'm going to have to bring my third, the Beinonim group, into the fire. No, Gemara says Hasim Aposhe Yisrael Begufan. The one that have to go into the fire is the Beinonim who are the sinners who sin with their body. Wait a second, the sinners of Israel with their body, how am I to come? We said they have no way to fix what they did, the Rashayim. No. Ki leis lehutakanta. The ones who can't fix what they did is barov avonos, when they're in the Russia category, majority sins. But what if they're a benoni, a mechza avonos u'mechza tzchuyos, half good stuff, half bad stuff, and they're the group we're talking about, that among their sins there was self of poshe Yisrael begufam. So lo sagid levis shlish ba'ish. So therefore, they're not going to get the one-third into the fire. Meaning, for them, they're going to need to be the one-third group that goes into the fire. Im lav, rav chesed mate klape chesed. But if they're a benoni who doesn't have poshe begufam with their body, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu just tipped the scales to chesed. Va'aleim amar David. We then said that about them, David said, ahavti ki yishma, I love when Hashem hears my voice. Darvish rav, amayin dekhti yishma Hashem. What does that mean? Amar knesi Yisrael v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Bnei Yisrael said before Hashem, Rabono Shalolam, Emasai ani avul afanecha. When am I, you know, loved in front of you? Bizman shatash shomea kol dechnanai. When you listen to the voice of my prayers, dalosi v'li Hashem. What does it mean that I was poor and He saved me? That afal bi shadala ani min mitzvah. Even though I was impoverished of mitzvahs, li na la shia. It's good for you to save me. The Gemara says, Poshi Yisrael begu v'manei. Who are the rebels of their body with the Bnei Yisrael? Amarav, karkaf d'lumach tefillin. It's a head that didn't have any tefillin on it. And who's the Poshi umas ha'olam magufa? And who are the rebels of the world with their body? Amarav ba'aveira. They're the people who do aveiras, gilei arayas. That's what the nations of the world do. Okay, so b'shanitz, we said b'shanatnu chitis in Eretz Chaim, and those who put fear in the Eretz Chaim, Amar Rav Chisda, that's referring to parnas amatal emi asera al tzibor shelo l'shem shemayim, a leader of the community who brings too much fear upon the people for no good reason. Amar Rav, I guess it's like I'm going to cut you guys all off or something like that. You know, if we cut off the funds or whatever else he's supporting the community. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav kol parnas amatal emi asera tzibor shelo shemayim, ein aror ben tamet chacham. Any leader of the community who puts too much fear in the people, he's not going to have a child who's a Talmud Chacham. It says, L'chein yira'u anashim lo yirkol chmech me'lev. People will fear him, and he's not going to have any wisdom come out of him. Beis Hillel says, Rav Chesed means, we said that God's going to tip the scales towards Chesed. Hechiyavit, how does God tip the scales towards Chesed? What does that mean? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Kofsho, he's going to press on the positive side, so that it'll outweigh the negative side. As it says, Yashuv yirechmena yichbosh havanasav. He's going to show us mercy, and he's going to push down our averis. He'll push out our averis. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, Nose, what he'll do is he'll lift up the side of the sin. He'll lift it up. Shenemer, Nose avon va'over al pesha. He lifts up the sin, and therefore, he'll overlook the averis. Meaning, he'll lift it up and be able to sort of, pick it so high up that you won't even see it anymore. Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel, Mavir Rishon Rishon. No, he'll begin to remove the sins as they come in one at a time, so that's not even there. Bechein hi amida, and that's the way Rav Chesed works. Amar Rava va'avon atzma enanimkak. But you should know, even though he's removing them one at a time, the sin is never gone completely, because dikaru ba'avonos machshav deo, because it still has to be reckoned into account if it starts to pile up. Amar Rava kol hamavir amidosav. Anyone who overlooks what's been done to them, and they don't try to get the person back, mavir lo kol pashav, then God's going to overlook what they did wrong. Shenamars, it says, no se avon v'avar al pesha, right? He forgives all sins and overlooks averis. Lemi no se avon, who does he forgive? Lemi she'over al pesha, one who overlooks trespasses done against them. Let's give an example, a story like that. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua chalash. One time Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, was sick, and Rav Papa, all Rav Papa l'shayu lebei, Rav Papa went up to see what's wrong. Chazid the chalash lehem, Rav Papa saw that he was about to die. And Amar lehu tzvisu, he said to the people there, give him the food for his journey, meaning get his burial outfit on, his shrouds. The sof itpech, in the end Rav Huna got better. Papa was so embarrassed to go up to him. Amrulay Mai Chazit said to Rav Huna, what did you see? Rav Huna said, In Amar lehu, in hachihave, I saw that Rav Papa was saying that I was about to die. And Amar lehu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo mokim emilu t'kum mahade. But in the last minute, Hashem said, since he is mavir al midosav, since I'm someone who is not makbid, I'm tolerant of other people, don't be strict against him. Shenamar no se'avim v'over al pesha. So lemi no se'avim, over al pesha. God overlooks the sins of one who overlooks that of others. So I myself will overlook what he did. L'sheiris nachlaso. Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina said, Elia ikotzba, there's a thick, the tail was considered a fatty part of the animal, the kotzba, but it often gets thorns in it. So too, this pasuk, l'sheiris nachlaso, is good for the remnant of those who are left, but not all. There's a little thorn in this thing here. It's not l'kol nachlaso, it's not going to be for everybody over here. Let's go to the top of Yud Zayin Amabeis. But rather, Lamisha Mesim Atzmo Kishirayim. The Schusim over here are only going to be good for somebody who makes himself like he's humble, like he's a leftovers. A person who makes himself like a leftover, then they're going to be able to use this merit. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna pointed out a contradiction. Ksiv, it says on one hand, Tzadik Hashem B'chol Derachav, that God is like Tzadik, not from Tzadik, but rather Tzadik, he's just. It's based on justice, exactitude. Ksiv, and it says, V'chassid B'chol Masav, and he's pious in all his actions. So which one is it? Chassid implies goes beyond. Tzadik sounds like he's exacting in his din. But Tchilat Tzadik, it means at the beginning God judges exactly and precise, but Ulusov Chassid, in the end God has to switch over to the Midah of Chesed. Rabbi Lezer pointed out a similar contradiction. It says, Ulecha Adonai Chesed, to you Hashem is a Chesed, you're forgiving. And then it says, Ki ata tishalem le'ish kemaseh, but you repay everyone according to what they did. That sounds like nothing's overlooked. But Tchilat says, Ki ata tishalem kemaseh, you get them back for what they did. And in the end, Ulecha Hashem Chesed. A similar drasha, a third one. Ilfa v'amrla ilfa rami. Ilfa, and some say it was ilfa, not ilfai, pointed out a contradiction. It says on one hand, okay, so we're dealing with this Ilfai versus Ilfa, not sure which one said it. On one hand it says Ksiv Rav Chesed, your total Chesed, Ksiv Emes, and also says you're truthful, which is justice exact. But Chila, the explanation is at the beginning God starts with truth. In the end it goes to Rav Chesed, to abundant Chesed. Okay, let's talk about the Rachmanis of Hashem, the mercy of Hashem. Vayavo Hashem Alpanav Yikra. Pasuk tells us that Hashem passed before Moshe and said, right, these are the psukim that introduce God's forgiveness after the sin of the golden calf. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ilmole Mikra Kos of Yerushalayim. If it was not for a pasuk writing it, I would never say it. But it's implying that God did some action here to achieve forgiveness for the people. Malamich Nisatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'shliach Tzibur. It sounds like God like passed before Moshe, like literally like a Shliach Tzibur, you know, the one who's leading the prayers, put on a talis, like a community leader. He showed to Moshe the order of the tefillah. And Amaro, he said, Kol Zman Shi Yisrael Chotem. Anytime that Bnei Yisrael does an Avera, then Yasu Lefana Kaseder Azeh, follow this procedure, Va'ani Mocha Lehem, and I will forgive them. And that becomes the basis for our Slichus. The 13 Midas Harachim are these. Hashem, Hashem. Why does it repeat God's name twice in that formula? Ani hu kodem sheyechta adam. I am the person before, I am God before the sin. Va'ani hu la'achar shechem yasa tshuva. And I'm the same God after the person sins and does tshuva. Then it goes, kel rachum v'chanun. God is compassionate and graceful. Am Rabbi Yehuda, bris krusa l'shlosh esrei midah she'ena chozerekam. There was a deal made with these Yud Gimel Midas Harachim that God will never allow a person to leave empty-handed. If they come before Hashem with them, He'll give them, He'll respond to them. Shneamar, hine anochi koras bris, because I make a deal with you. Amar Rabbi Yochanan gidol tshuva shemikras gzardina shel adam. Tshuva is so good that it rips up a person's evil decree, as it says, Hashemen leva amazev, azna machbi veina hasha peinura beinav, vaznav yishma levav yon meshav rafalo. The people are getting all fattening of heart and closing its ears, closing its eyes, not willing to hear. So now it's time for you to do tshuva and to be healed, says the pasuk. Amar le'ev papa labai, what's it back to bai? V'dilma lifnei garzin. Maybe that pasuk's talking about before the decree. But once the judgment of a decree is out against a person, maybe tshuva won't help. So amar le'ev v'rafa lo ksiv. No, it says, and be healed. Eiza davar shetzarech refu. What thing does God need to heal? Have omer gzardin. It means he needs to heal or relinquish or soften his hold on the decree. So meisavei hashev bein time. If one does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, mokol, he's forgiven. Lo shev ben time, if he doesn't do tshuva between them, afilu hevi kol elane navas shabolam. Even if he brought all the offerings, the elo, the rams of navayot, in the world for tshuva, they were the best. The good sukkim and yishayo indicate those were the best rams in the entire world to bring as an offering. Ein mochle, he still won't be forgiven. So the Gemara says lo kasha habiyachid. No, an individual is not going to be overturned if God has a decree on him on Yom Kippur. But at tzibur, when you're part of a community, a tzibur can lift you up. The eyes of Hashem are always upon Israel. Itim l'tova, itim l'ra. Sometimes for good, sometimes bad. God's always watching Israel. Itim l'tova, ketzad. How is it good? Harei shaha Yisrael rishon gemur Rosh Hashanah. Let us say the Jewish people were totally bad in Rosh Hashanah. Upaskim shalmim watim, and it was decided that they're going to have very little rain that year. L'sof chazru. In the end, the Jewish people did tshuva. L'sof halosiv l'yashar. So it's impossible to add to the rain that was already decided. Shekvar nigzur gzeret. That's the gzeret. It's a decree.
But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do is Maridim Bezmanim. He will bring down the rain in the best time possible, Ala Aretz Atzrichalim, on the land that needs it the most, not wasting it in other areas. HaKol Lefi Aretz, everywhere is according to its space. Itim L'ra, what does it mean, times for bad? Let's say Yisrael Tzedik and Gomer, let's say it's Jewish people were completely good on Rosh Hashanah. Upas Galem, and God decided they're going to have a lot of rain. L'sof Chazrim, and in the end the Jewish people went bad. They went off the derech. L'fchos Mem Yavshar, God can't reduce the rains because He promised Karnigzer Gzera. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maridim Shalob Ezmanim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring down the rains not at their best time. That's the way He'll deplete it. And I'll Eret She'en Atzrichlem, and I'll send it to lands that totally don't need that abundance of rain. And through this system, God can modulate within the rules that He set up the rainfall of the year. Now the Gemara says, however, what you see from here, if tshuva can overturn a decree, why does it say that the Brisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu adjusts the way the rain comes down? Meaning, Latova mil lekar exardina. Meaning, in the case where the Jewish people do tshuva, so God should rip it off. Lesoflu, and actually be able to add to the rain. If tshuva is able to rip up an evil decree, why does God have to modulate? Why can't God just add rain to what happened? So, shiny hasam de'efshar b'hachi. It's different in the case of the Braisa, because over there, there's a way of God modulating and solving the problem without having to add anything. Tashma, yor dehayam ba'anias osim malacha b'mayim rabim hema ro'u maisa Hashem. What that means is that those who go down to the sea in their boats, who do the work in waters, they saw the actions of Hashem. He spoke and raised the storm and made the waves high, and they move around like those who are drunk. And then they cried out to Hashem while they were stuck in the storm. So let them give thanks to Hashem for Him guiding them through it. So if you look at the book of Tehillim, you'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put different symbols between the different psukim of Tehillim. What it is, Rashi says, referring to in Tehillim, there are seven times where you have a backwards or inverted nun. There are a few editions of Tehillim that have only six. And there must be a reason behind why they're in certain psukim. It's in Sefer Bamidbar as well. So also in Simonis, put signs, and ka'akim v'rangshtar, and we could learn from them, much like we learn from the word ach and rak, in the Torah. The same way we extrapolate from those kinds of little clues in the Torah, we could learn from them. So that Lomer Lecha teach you Tzaku Kodem Gzar Din Anem. If you cry out before the Gzar Din is there, then you're going to be answered. Tzaku La'acher Gzar Din Einan Enan. Meaning like this. The words Ach and Rak, but and only in the Torah, are minimizing and limiting words. They limit the possibility of idea X or Y. For example, you will go to the game, but for only 20 minutes. The same thing is these nuns in Tehillim limit the promise of the blessing in that verse. Hani nami ki yechid en damo. So these people on the boat, while there are many, however, since in terms of their tshuva that they did, they were seen as yechidim. They were seen as yechidim. What that means is the tzibur, the community, has a powerful ability to overturn a decree. However, that means it's only when they're functioning as a tzibur, as a group. It doesn't just mean if there's lots of random people who have nothing to do with each other and are probably not even davening together. They just all happen to be in the same place. Then they don't function as a tzibur. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Shela blurus hagiros Rabbi Gamliel. Bluria the ger once asked Rabbi Gamliel, ksiv, it says in your Torah, asher lo yusaponim, that Hashem doesn't show any favoritism. Uksiv yisra melech, and then it says that Hashem shows favor, Hashem should show favor. So netapo lo Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Rabbi Yossi the Kohen got in a conversation with her, and Amalei said to her, "Em sholach a mashal. I'll give you a mashal. Lama davar domet, similar to la'adam shenosha b'chaver amana, a guy who had a claim against his friend that he owed him a mana. B'kava was ma'mifnei amelach. They set a time for the back and forth of the case. They set a time to be in front of the king. V'nishba lo b'chay amelach. And the guy in debt swore to the king that he would repay the guy he owed. He gives mom veloper. The time came and he didn't repay. He came bol apais the mouth. The guy, the debtor, came to calm down the king. Omrlo el bani macholocha. The king said, "Listen, you're forgiven for the embarrassment that you said in front of me you would do this. Lech pais chavercha. However, you need to make good by your friend. Hachanami here as well. Kan baver shaben elamakum. Here where it says God should show favor to you is talking about between sins between Hashem and God. I can waive my right of not showing favoritism and show show favoritism to you. But in aveirus shebein adam lechaver, but in sins between you and another person, that I cannot show favoritism. That you have to make right and make good by the other person.